And welcome to Illumination Bureau, where we enlighten you on all of the hidden stuff you don't know about careers in creative. This is Kristen Harris.
And Catherine Lang Klein, and we will be your hosts. We are the co-creators of Portfolio Creative, a company that connects creative people in the marketing and advertising space. We've been doing this since 2005, and we have learned a lot of things in the time frame that we want to share with you. We have so much to tell you, so let's get started. So, Kristen, when was the last time you took an inventory of your pantry?
Oh, wow. It's been a while.
You can always play the game of, or we can just go right now and play the game of guess the expiration date, or how many bags of flour have you collected over the years?
Yeah, there's some stuff in the corners for sure.
The thing is about pantries is that you start accumulating things and you lose track of what you have, or you forget about things. And it's really the same thing when it comes to your own skill sets and your own career path. So the one thing we really do like to suggest is check your inventory before you go for the next job. And regardless of whether you're fired or if you're laid off, it's really worth going back and looking at what have you done and how can you apply to the next position.
Yeah, I think this is so interesting because career paths are not linear. They're not a straight line where you just add one year of experience after the other and one skill after the other and just keep it, you know, going up this specific ladder. You accumulate all these different skills and experiences, and sometimes you forget what they are or don't realize how they all connect.
Exactly. And how that can really create an increase in your own salary if you start really accumulating some great skills that people are in need of. Or if you're reading a job description and there's some obscure requirement, and you know, it's like maybe you had that like 5 years ago or something like that.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about taking stock of your inventory, which is a different way to get to know yourself, and tying that into what some of your personal values and inspiration are as well.
Exactly. And a lot of it is just getting credit for what you've done. I mean, I think when people might see that they're an illustrator or they're a graphic designer, you know, they write down, I know this software, I know how to do this, but there are so many other things like project management, perhaps, that you've done that you don't give yourself credit for.
Yeah, print production experience, or maybe you work on big visual graphics, and you know, everyone has just very different experiences of things that they have taken on. And sometimes it's things you've learned on your own, like it wasn't directly tied to the job you had, but you were interested in it, so you pursued it on your own.
Exactly. So now would be the time to collect all of those things. And we are hoping to have a worksheet available to you on our website that you can download, but you can definitely just grab a pen and follow along as we go through some of these things that you really need to take inventory of.
Yeah. So let's start with your values. And these are personal values. So I think the word values gets thrown around a lot, and often it's in context of a company business values. Mm-hmm. So at Portfolio, we have five values of passion, growth, drive, excellence, and accountable. And those are a benchmark that we use, sort of a line in the sand on everything that we do, the people we hire and how we do our work and how we interact with clients and so on. And often people just think about it with a company, but everyone has personal values as well. Whether you've sat down and identified them or not, you have them.
Exactly. Things that are just very, very important to you. And it's really important to have a great alignment with the company you're working for, that the values are a match.
Yeah, that's really the worst, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it can be.
You know, a company has certain values and there's no good or bad. They are what they are. And a person does. But if they are misaligned, mm-hmm. it's just going to be miserable for everyone.
Exactly.
And I do think that it's interesting to go through this exercise of your personal values, because people often don't think about, like, they wouldn't call them their values mm-hmm. always. It's more just like who you are.
Right.
At your core, who you are and what you believe in, like what's really important to you.
Exactly.
And it may not be what you think should, quote unquote, be important, but it really is what is important.
Yeah, it's and think about like maybe your favorite job or your worst job, and it's like what was the friction or what was the best part of that? And you know, starting at that list at the top, start writing down things that are really important to you. Was it teamwork? Was it, you know, all sorts of collaboration and things like that? Was it honesty? And really make this list and really break it down to maybe the top 3 to 5 that are the most important things to you. And that's what you're going to be chasing your next job.
Yes. You can't have 15.
Exactly.
You have to have a very, you know, fits on one hand that you can remember, because, you know, you want to always be thinking about them and use those as a filter, really.
Exactly.
Like, does this fit with this role I'm looking at, this project I might take on, this client I might want to work with, this employer, et cetera?
Exactly.
does that fit with my 3 to 5?
Right. And I know when we sat down and went through our values, those were the top five that would absolutely make me crazy if the team did not do these things.
Yeah.
So if they couldn't follow those five things, and that being our strongest, I didn't see them as being a fit for the company. So it is really, really important that your top 3 to 5 are in alignment with your company. And it could be really anything. You know, what does that company stand for? You know, ask them, what are their values? Do they feel like they follow them? All of those things are really important when you're talking to companies.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, these are the deal breakers, because there's a lot that sound nice. And I think that's a good point, too. This isn't aspirational. Mm-hmm. This isn't what you wish you were, or
right,
what you think you ought to care about. It's what you really care about. So, you know,
deep down.
Yeah.
Deep.
Teamwork may be great and you think you ought to write that down, but realistically, maybe you like sitting in your home working all mm-hmm. by yourself and not talking to anyone all day.
Right.
That's true. There's some value around that you should probably
absolutely
identify.
Or would you be okay with that if the company was like that? You know, it's like, well, it's not high in my list, so I could live with it. But there's going to be some that are pretty high on your list.
Yes, absolutely. So I think just a really good exercise is what you said, just to sit down and start brainstorming. Blank sheet of paper. Just start writing down what's important to you. And it doesn't have to be work-oriented. In fact, they probably aren't. They're more about who you are. So it will probably affect your personal life, your family, like all of the mm-hmm. different things in your world.
Yeah, it's
these
what you're
values,
made of.
Yeah, these values are still your values no matter where you're applying them.
And if you find that you're struggling with this, it's like, you know, my list is too long, or I'm not really sure, but, you know, maybe, you know, you haven't lived long enough to develop any yet. I don't know. Or I never really thought about it. Another good exercise, too, is just write down names of people that kind of inspire you, too. And think about what's important, you know, or I should say, what about that person resonates with you? You know, is this person give back to the community? Does this person, you know, work well with others? You know, what mm-hmm. sort of things does that person do? And it could be, you know, somebody in your life, or it could be a celebrity or whatever. But what qualities about that person do you find the most attractive to you? Because in the same way, it's going to work with finding a company.
Absolutely. That's a really great point, just to think about, why did you really love working with that person mm-hmm. or at that company? And what about that resonated with you that actually points to, like, oh, so that's one of my values.
Exactly.
This person was always very timely with their deadlines. They never, you know, missed a date. That really mattered to me. Actually, that's probably one of my values, too.
Exactly. Exactly. So just really narrowing those down. And then one of the things you can do, too, as far as checking your inventory, is start making a list of all the skill sets you have obtained. You know, you can look at your resume and kind of go job through job, but then really start dissecting, you know, what else did you do? Yes, you might have worked in Creative Suite, but did you do project management? Did you do production work that, like, or press checks or photo shoots or things like that? What else have you done, just as minuscule as they are, and start making that list?
Yeah. And it may be related to the job, or like we said before, it may be something you also have gained through volunteer work or a side hustle or mm-hmm, whatever. You mm-hmm. know, you may have gained skills in other areas that aren't directly related to your work. Maybe it's just not something the company you work for does,
exactly.
but it's something you have grown on your own. All the skills, if you have that skill, it goes on the list no matter how you acquired it.
Exactly. You might have been the most responsible person at the pet shelter, for example, and you volunteered there, you know, definitely include responsibility or
like a leadership kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. All of that is really, really important and worth mentioning, because you've done it and you could do it in another job.
Yeah, I think another thing to look at in this personal inventory exercise is just, where are you right now?
Mm-hmm.
Your skill set is part of it. It's also things like financially, your family situation. Like, there are just realities to everyone's life.
Right.
But whatever work you're looking for, whether you're thinking about starting your own business or getting a new job or whatever it is, they realistically have to work.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make X amount of money just to pay my bills, or I have to be able to, I don't know, go to my children's events or whatever there are. Like,
right.
there are certain things in your life situation that just are non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
You need to write those down, because realistically,
yes.
you have to meet them.
Exactly. And you might be in a situation, too, where it's like, I really want to make a difference and I could take a bit of a pay cut just to have this opportunity. You know, some people choose jobs because they're more purpose driven. But there are people that have to take a job for financial reasons. There's no shame in either. You have to do what you have to do, you know, in certain parts of your life. And that could all change, too. But really just think about, OK, these are the skills I have. This is the money I have to make. Mm-hmm. And that is a great jumping point for getting your search together.
Yes, absolutely. And then you get to have a little more fun and think about maybe something more inspiring, like what do you think you'd like to do next?
Exactly.
If you just had all the opportunity in the world, what would that be? What would you pursue?
Exactly. So maybe it starts out where you're doing illustrations for medical books or things like that. And you're thinking, I just want to make this my next thing, my forever thing, you know, fantastic. Because honestly, that's a super needed skill and people pay them well, but you may decide, you know what, maybe I want to, you know, do children's books or things like that, or I want to, you know, illustrate artwork for music or things like that. How do you make that connection? And what is really the dream job? How did you get to where you are? And what would you like to do next? It's really, especially in the field of all things creative, it's the possibilities are kind of endless.
Yeah. And this is when you can have a lot of fun with, like, don't restrict yourself. Like, just on that blank piece of paper, just write down anything, even if it seems crazy. It doesn't mean you'll pursue it, but just the exercise of jotting down everything that comes to mind.
Exactly.
Some of those dots might start to connect, and you'll realize, like, maybe you can bring in something you really care about or are passionate about into your next job.
Right. And that goes back to, again, the list of the skill sets you made, too. You know, you have decided you're going to go on this new path. It's like, what have I done in the past that I could add all this up and connect the dots for a future employer or a new job or things like that within a company? And basically say, here's my bag of experience that aligns exactly with, you know, this particular job. You know, let's talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. So another section that you can look at are, what are your career and personal goals? And those can be the same or different. So you may have certain career goals. Maybe you want to be in a leadership position, or maybe you want to own your own business, or maybe you don't want any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
All of that's fine. But you need to know what your goals are. You can't just sort of wander along and not know where you're headed.
Just keep falling into the next job, the next job, which I guess you could do. But, you know, if you've built a good career, you're kind of wasting your skills and let the world know about it.
You don't want to keep following some, you know, path down a road and then get really far down the road and realize it was not leading to the town you wanted to go to.
Right.
And there's personal goals in there, too. And those, I mean, sometimes they're financial, but also they can be making a difference or having some sort of an impact or, you know, something more personally related to you. Those are just as valid as your career goals. So
absolutely.
Knowing what they are so that you can be looking for that, whether it's a company that is more aligned with that, or maybe it's just the role within a company that ties to those things.
Right. And I mean, one of the things I like to encourage people to do too, if there is a position that you're like, ultimately, I would like to be like this person or have this particular role, reach out to those people and ask them how they got, what their path was like, essentially. How did they get to their position? If you want to ultimately be a VP of creative, you know, can you buy lunch for some VP of creative and ask them how they got to that position? People always ask us all the time, well, how did you get into this? And I think people kind of think, you know, we decided to just, you know, connect artists just because we've always done it sort of thing. But honestly, that was just a small piece of both of our jobs that kind of evolved into this. You know, we essentially started, at least I started as a graphic designer, you know, you get out of school and that's your first job. But now I'm placing other talent, other graphic designers in roles. But it's all based on the experience I had. I basically kind of piled it up and said, well, can I do this? And everything was in alignment to give it a shot at least. So it's things like that it kind of helps add it up. And if also too, you wanted to, like I said, aspire to someone else, just say, what steps did you take? It might not be as typical as you might think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Most people's career paths are not a straight line.
Exactly.
So another thing that you really need to consider is whether you're willing to relocate.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is fine either way, but you need to know yes or no to where, how far away. You know, maybe you're like, I'll relocate to these three cities because I have family in those places and I would, or maybe I want to relocate to one of those places. Maybe you just want to stay where you are now. Maybe you're open to anything. Like, I'll go anywhere in the country or the world. all of those are fine answers, but you need to know.
Yes.
And otherwise you will, you know, possibly end up in some sort of a conversation about a role that's just not going to be a fit for you because you never even stopped and thought about, do I want to move to Chicago?
Exactly. And it sometimes, you know, will open a lot more doors for you if you're looking in other places too. I have known people that were just really determined to move to New York City. They moved and then they got the job, you know. So some people just are drawn to certain cities or want to say, you know, while I'm young, I want to live in these places. I mean, if you have that opportunity, why not exercise that, you know, that ability, I guess, if someone's willing to relocate you too. Where would you like to live? And sometimes just home is fine. You have all your connections here, your family here. But I've known many people who have just taken a leap and did some drastic move and really enjoyed it. And sometimes they come back. We hear from people that come back and would like a job. But if you have the opportunity, why not?
Absolutely. And I think you have a really good point there, too, about relocation is, yes, sometimes a company you're currently working with will relocate you, or a company that's interested in hiring you will mm-hmm. offer relocation. But a lot of times people relocate themselves.
Yes.
They choose the place they want to live and they go there and then find work. And realistically, that's probably the easier path. If you want to figure out how to end up in San Francisco, you probably just need to go to San Francisco mm-hmm. and then find the work. It's really hard to get someone to relocate you unless you are at a pretty high level, very specific skill set. It's just, if there's somewhere you know you want to live, I say just go for it.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to say, but I'd say just take yourself there and then you'll find the work.
And a lot of companies are will probably talk to you more if they know that you're already there versus yes. them having to think about how to relocate you too. It's like, nope, already here. Or you can start by having that conversation of, I'm planning on moving, mm-hmm. and they at least know that you will be there. They don't have to pay for it, and you get a great opportunity. Nothing better than walking into a job, you know, if it's kind of been arranged ahead of time.
Yeah, and being realistic, like, I will be there in 2 months, mm-hmm. not just sort of like, well, I'd be
someday.
Open to coming if you move me. It's really like, I'm going to be there on December 1st. I'm starting to look now, but I will be living there.
Yes, yes.
Companies are much more interested
absolutely.
In having that conversation.
The other thing, too, is, you know, if you're looking at this dream job, this place you want to be, what skills might you need to obtain to get to that role too? That might come from those conversations with people who are already holding that position, or you could just do research yourself. Like, I could have this job, but I'm just short this one skill set or two skill sets. How do I obtain those so I can get to that role that I really would like to be in?
Absolutely. Just looking at what your gaps are and being really realistic and honest about it. And if you're not sure, maybe ask, like you said, meet with someone who is in that role or somebody from that industry and get some feedback, or ask your friends and coworkers. They probably know too. You know, what am I not great at, or what gaps are missing for me that will help me move up? There's lots of ways to learn things, but you kind of have to know what you're pursuing.
And also too, I mean, again, since you've done your inventory of your skill sets, et cetera, what are you really, really good at too? You could definitely expand on that as well. It's like, you know, I'm really great with production, for example, but if I just learn this one thing, or if I, you know, sell myself basically saying that I'm the expert in these certain areas, you could play that up on your resume too. That gets top line versus it kind of getting buried down below too. And especially if it's an area that you wish to continue in, put those things first so people see those things first. Start your conversations with those things, the things that you love doing, because you know you're going to walk into a role and excel at that.
Absolutely. I always tell people in their portfolio, like, don't put in the projects you don't love. Because
right.
even though you maybe did a very lovely job, got paid for it, whatever, if you really don't want to do more of that work, don't show it to people.
Right. People sense your passion, or in this case, lack of passion, when you're going right. through your portfolio or showing off your book, and you're like, well, I did this, and everybody made the decisions for me. But the other ones that you're like, I took this one start to finish. I totally created this. I mean, they sense that. But
absolutely.
Those are the things you put in there. And that's more the things you want to do, too, I would imagine. So, again, those things go to the front. And sometimes that other stuff is good to put in if you're trying to just, you know, add some filler in to talk about, yes, I did production. I followed instructions well. I hated this particular piece, but this is exactly what the client wanted. You know, so those things can be also work, but, you know, stuff those more towards the back of the conversation.
Yeah, definitely don't lead with things you don't want to do, because guaranteed, that's what somebody will be attached too.
Exactly.
Like, oh, but we love this piece. Great. I do not ever want to do any more of that kind of work. And that's the one you love.
Exactly. They're going to look at that and be like, you know what they're good at? You know, that's what they're going to remember, which is, you know, ridiculous. But
not
that's how
goal.
It works.
So another thing really to consider is, where is your industry going? Mm-hmm. And this is especially relevant and interesting, I think, in the creative industry right now, because it's changing.
Mm-hmm.
It has
really
changed.
Fast, too.
Has changed a lot in the past, you know, 10 years, 5 years, and is constantly changing at a very fast pace. So you have to know, first mm-hmm. of all, where it's going and how it's changing, and then obviously keep up with it. And beyond the creative industry, you know, sort of the roles that you're in may also be your particular industry. If you're in insurance or retail or manufacturing, whatever the work you do supports, the, you know, greater industry of your company, knowing where that's going too, because that will very much guide maybe the gaps that you have, mm-hmm. the skills you need to learn, the, you know, places you need to look for your next step.
Yes. And also too, when you're seeing new technology come out, new means of communication, new things, you may not have to know it 100%, but at least be familiar with it, familiar enough where you can talk about it. Only because things just change so quickly. By the time that you interview for a job and then get the job, that technology may have totally switched, or that sort of social media may have changed. So just be aware of things that go on. If they bring something up, you're not completely dumbfounded. You can at least say, oh, yes, I've heard of that, and I understand that it does this. And from what I understand, it's pretty easy to learn. I'm not an expert, but I have no doubt that I can learn that quickly. And I only say that as a little bit of a cheat, because there's just so much anymore. It's not a matter of, do you know how to turn on a Macintosh and do you know Creative Suite. There is so much more that goes into that. And just really be aware of all of that. You know, just familiarize yourself with a little bit. And also think, too, is this where everything's going? Is print going to eventually go away? I probably should not be educating myself more on print. So just kind of, those are the sort of strategies you have to kind of think of, too, when you're thinking about your industry changing.
Yeah, I think this one is really about just, are you current?
Yes.
So you don't have to be an expert in every new thing that came out last week, but are you current? Will the people you're talking to see you as current? And do you feel current? Do you
mm-hmm.
feel up with what's going on? Like you said, at least a working knowledge or basic understanding of the new things that are happening.
Right, right. It'll definitely make the conversations easier and also make you sound a lot more intelligent, you know, when you go in. And they're going to pick the people that at least have understanding. I have interviewed people in the past where you bring up these things and they really have no clue of what you're talking about. But if that's a really main software that company uses or that next role uses, you're going to be excluded.
Yeah. Yes. And then the last item on our worksheet is whether you're thinking about going it alone as a freelancer, or what does this job look like? Is it a job? Are you looking for a full-time position? Is it a remote sort of a work arrangement? Is it freelance? Are you starting your own business? Like, what kind of work are you interested in and or open to? Because those might be different things. You may be really interested in a certain kind of work, but it may suit you or serve you well to be more open to different kinds of work arrangements. Especially right now, we're seeing work just look very different
mm-hmm.
from, you know, the typical 9-to-5, I go to an office, I sit at a desk kind of a position. There's so many different permutations of work that being open to different options
right.
can really lead you to maybe some great opportunities.
And we've heard that referred to as the gig economy, and that is becoming more and more of the term that people are using for their careers now. The one thing that I loved about freelancing was I would leave a job, I would be laid off, and I could immediately just start freelancing. You know, that's kind of the beauty of being in the creative industry. You can just start looking for your own work, and maybe you do that for a year or two, then you want to take another job, or you have a freelance job with a company that is awesome and they decide to hire you. So that sort of flexibility is also there too. The one thing that I always like to caution people that choose to do this or do it for a long period of time is that it is a little bit of a roller coaster ride. You have to have the stomach for it. You know, you might get a little dizzy. You know, there's highs, there's lows, and those can go really fast. And if you are really good at weathering all of that, you could be really successful as a freelancer. You also have to be kind of good about, you know, sending your invoices out and marketing yourself and doing things like that. And that's just a whole beast in itself that we could probably talk about at a different time. Yeah. But it's an option. I mean, it's definitely an option that also, too, if you're trying to collect more skills, if you want to say, I want to get more involved in the medical industry, maybe they have a freelance job at some sort of medical company, you can get that experience. Maybe it's a project management thing that is just a temporary thing that you can gain more experience from. But freelancing can be very, very valuable.
Yeah. And it's also a reality check thing. So mm-hmm. right, really what we're encouraging you to do is to take these 8 basic areas, points, sit down, think about each of them, jot down notes about all of them, and start to see where things align. The reality may be your answer to number 1 of your skill set and financial situation doesn't lend itself to number 8 being a freelancer right now. Like, you have to realistically see where all of these things align and what's really going to be a fit for you. I mean, that this is an inventory. It's really a reality check, too. Mm-hmm. So you're not chasing things that just aren't a fit right now. And it doesn't mean down the road they won't be, but maybe freelance isn't a fit right now, or a certain kind of role isn't a fit now because you have some gaps. So then you can work on those gaps, but you pursue something else that's a better fit right now while you're working on them.
Right.
So this is really just to help you define basically where you're at right now.
Right.
And what kind of positions or work opportunities, whatever format they come in, are going to be a good fit so that you're not wasting your time.
Exactly. It'll be a lot less frustrating if all of this has kind of pre-worked before you start looking for a job.
Yes. So we encourage you to download the worksheet and work through that on your own, to, you know, sit down with a cup of coffee in a quiet space and just spend maybe an hour brainstorming, just jotting down whatever, and then looking at that, assessing what you've jotted down and figuring out where it aligns. And from that, you can start to create a better picture of the kind of job or work or business or whatever it is that you're going to pursue.
With any luck, you'll get that same feeling as when you do clean out your pantry.
Yes.
Everything is all in a line or clean and perfect. You're like, this is what I have and I feel so good. It's the same sort of feeling.
I don't have a bunch of extraneous stuff that
exactly.
is expired.
I will never use these noodles. Why do I still have them?
Exactly. Or like, well, that skill set is really outdated. I could just take it off the list now.
Exactly.
Just like my expired flour.
Or I never want to do that again. So I'm not even going to put that on my resume.
Yeah. Yes. So it's a cleanup. It's an inventory and a cleanup.
That's exactly it.
Great. Well, we look forward to hearing what everyone does with this. Feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah, and we always want to hear more questions. If this has, you know, triggered some questions, don't hesitate to contact us. Or if there's some other random thing you'd like for us to talk about, we'd be more than happy to do so.
Thank you so much for joining us at Illumination Bureau. We hope that you have gained something by listening today. Illumination Bureau was brought to you by Portfolio Creative. You can find out more about Portfolio Creative at portfoliocreative.com. If you have a topic you'd like to hear about, please send us an email at questions@portfoliocreative.com. Please subscribe and join us next time for more creative career tips.